Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at Mike M Media and on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at Typing When Tipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you can support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contests, prizes by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network.
Welcome in, friends, to the best damn pop culture podcast in the universe, in the galaxy, in the multiverse, in the Spider-Verse, in the Speed Force. I'm your host, Mike Mercado, with the one, the only, the good brother himself, Alex Mercado. How's it going, good brother?
Going good. How you doing?
Everything is everything, my friend, and I want to welcome all of you to another episode of the Quarantine Files here on the Good Brothers on the Mercado Airwaves Network. Good brother, we've had as fun of a time as we can during these really troublesome times during COVID-19, a.k.a. coronavirus, during these shelter-in-place quarantine times with these quarantine file lists. And this episode is no different because you have something fun for us in store. What do you got for us?
So we're going to continue on with our five-peat for wrestling. And it's kind of funny since wrestling is even more relevant today than it was yesterday with, you know, the news that they're filming live and a possible member of the staff, not in-ring performer, having the virus. But we're not here to talk about that. Part three of this, we're going to do wrestling themes. And I think the reason we decided this is because, one, there's so many, and two, mainly, there's a lot for us to dive into of what makes a good wrestling theme from a good wrestling entrance in comparison.
Absolutely, good brother. It's one of the cool things about wrestling, too, is it's kind of like video game music. And one day, you know, depending on how long this quarantine in place continues, I would like to do something like that, because what makes wrestling music and video game music so strong is it's supposed to get you hyped up. It's supposed to put you in an emotional state. It's supposed to get you ready for a certain scenario. And I think that's what makes a great theme song for a movie, obviously, but also little stuff like video games, little stuff like wrestling where you wouldn't even think about it. But of course, its job is to get its audience engaged and into a different mindset.
No, exactly. Whether it's a movie soundtrack, a video game soundtrack, or a wrestling theme, I think the whole point is it should make you feel something. And when we get to music, I feel like it's even more opinion heavy than even when we talk about shows and movies, because it's so much harder to critically judge music in comparison, I think, even though they're both art forms. Music just hits a whole new level of, it definitely is in your, you know, personal preference and what you want to listen to at that time, what you think makes it better than something else even.
With that in mind, good brother, you ready to get this list going?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, and I will start off at number five, good brother, on my top five wrestling themes. I start off with Bret Hart, Heart Attack. Good brother, this one already started the conversation hot when I sent you the list, and it's, to me, solidifies the 90s. It has the great guitar riff. It has the upbeat. It gets you ready for anything. During the 90s, especially after Van Halen and all those type of rock songs, you saw a certain type of beat that was played. And I think nothing was better than Bret Hart's music. It's one of the only sounds. You know how Austin has the glass shatter, right? And you have LOD with the, oh, what a rush. Bret Hart and that guitar riff, whether it was 1994, 2004, 2014, or 2024, whenever it hits, people pop. And it's such a popular, such an iconic song. Even Natty gets a pop every single time because it's the Heart Attack. That's why I come up with my number five and top five wrestling themes. I start off with Bret Hart's Heart Attack.
And it's a good way to start. My problem was I didn't pick any sort of songs like that without any words. So when I did this list, I wanted to pick the best song, the best theme, the best something you could actually listen to. When you pick Heart Attack, to me, it's like, I think Daniel Bryan's is better, Macho Man's is better, Ultimate Warriors is better. Like, there's a lot better versions of that straight rock music or straight music through. You know me, I'm not the biggest Bret Hart fan, so that really doesn't do anything for me. But if I was going to have to pick one of those styles, I would definitely say more of a Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior style, something a little more pumped or a little more classical. But I could see where you would come from picking that, especially you being such a Bret Hart fan.
So who did you have at number five, good brother?
My first one was Kane and Slow Chemical. And that's when his theme first got words, actually, because his theme at first was just, you know, the normal, eerie music. And once he became the demon, or the devil's favorite demon, the mask is off, he started talking a little more, they added some words to it, and it's a very good theme. I'm more of a rock fan. I think you're going to start telling on my list that I like a little more classic rock, a little more of that intensely, a little more get you pumped up. Added with the Red Flames, added with the live band occasionally, I think it really was one of the more memorable moments for me when Kane became the different version we see him now.
Yeah, I absolutely love that song. And even then, I think Kane's song, just kind of like The Undertaker's, it really did bang even before Slow Chemical came in. It has a really cool beat to it, and I think just like that Attitude Era goth music, for especially that whole little stable and group of guys that had it, was phenomenal because it hit the right tone. It was kind of like groovy. You kind of move your body to it, and then you put Slow Chemical in it, and all of a sudden you have this banger of a rock song that all of a sudden you could pump iron to, and you could also imagine Kane going down to the ring and eliminating 10 people in a Royal Rumble.
Yeah, they did such a good job, and I think, right, so we're not really including entrances, but it will help some of our top five choices, because when the fire's coming up, you hear the big part of the chorus. So definitely one of my favorites, especially Kane is one of my favorite wrestlers, and this was one of my favorite iterations of him.
At number four, good brother, I hear voices in my head. I have Randy Orton's theme, Voices. This one, to me, not only represents its character the best, it also tells an amazing story throughout the song. It's iconic. You can imagine yourself walking to a UFC cage with that song. You can also imagine yourself walking with Carol and Karen at a 5K with that on your Bluetooth. It is that perfect meme song where you're going to work getting pumped up, but you're also a business assistant. It's obviously what we know as wrestling fans when that song hits, and when you hear that I hear voices, that first initial chorus hits, and that arena turns red and gold, and, you know, the way Randy walks into the arena and the way his character goes down to the ring, it all is such a great package, and you can lose yourself in that song. And I think that's what's a beautiful thing, like we mentioned about wrestling songs and video game songs, is you can put yourself in a place when you hear them. And I think Voices is top tier when it comes to losing yourself in a theme song. That's why I have it on number four.
Yeah, it was one of my honorable mentions. And I think you're right. It tells a great story of his character change from when he first started, then evolution, and the, you know, his, you know, the Apex, Predator, and all that stuff. And it does tell a good story of how he's really been able to develop that character of the mentally unstable. What's tough about this list is we almost did a top 10, honestly, but, you know, we like to keep it at 5 to really make the hard decisions, so this one almost made my list. A few years ago, it probably would have, but it just didn't crack the top 5, but everything you said is true, and it probably does the best job showing us his journey from entering the WWE to where he is now.
Because Burning My Light was a phenomenal theme song for a wrestler, and then you think about, could you imagine, that's not the same Randy Orton that had that song, even while he was kind of in Evolution, he still had it. That song, oh yeah, he even had it at post-Evolution, I should say, and you can't even imagine, can't even fathom the idea of him ever coming down the ring. Like, even John Cena with Dr. Thugonomics, you can imagine him even at 44 years old coming down the entrance to that song. You can never imagine Randy Orton at 40, 50, at any point other than when he was a young 20-year-old coming out. Voices is him as a grown adult.
No, yeah, I completely agree.
Who did you have, though, at number four, good brother?
My number four is the most modern one, and it's the only AEW one that shows up on either of our lists, I believe. And it's I Fell by Darby Allin. Darby Allin's one of my favorite wrestlers. You'll hear about him on one of our AEW lists. He's my favorite up-and-comer in that company. The reason I love this song so much is it's very California, Oregon style, that kind of trippy rock. I like the story it tells because Darby Allin is supposed to look like this heel, but he's cotton over as a face, almost like when Bray Wyatt was doing it. So he's just character beyond. Like, he should be a bad guy, but he's cool, he's hip, young people like him, he's intense, he can wrestle, he can perform, he's a good entertainer, everything about him. And the song really helps, talking about, you know, looking like a demon but falling from heaven. And the whole message is really fun for his character, looking like a heel but playing a babyface and getting over as a babyface. So I felt Darby Allin was my number four.
And I think we should just mention it right now. Phenomenal entrance theme song. It's from a band. I can't think about off the top of my head. But, again, this is they were able to license some music. So this is something that you could tell was it's a little bit different because it's coming from a pro band. And I also just want to say, too, we know that these songs aren't performed by the wrestlers. Well, what this is really helping out for is, yes, the wrestlers' themes. And you guys can YouTube it, Google it, and that way you maybe go down the rabbit hole of if you like some of these bands. Like, I think Code Orange is who made Bray Wyatt's theme song. So, you know, and Rev Theory is who made Randy Orton. So, like, there's a few of them that you could go down the list and really get into it. So that's, I think this is what this list is also going to help, is when you put the wrestler's name with the name of the theme song, and you're able to then go down the rabbit hole. And Darby Allin's theme song is phenomenal. Like, it's, you talk about telling a story, but it's a modern day grunge song. And it's also a little bit of goth punk, but it's mainstream enough where somebody like you, who's really just looking for a song that you could get lost to for 3.5 minutes, and you could it'll get you to whatever next level you need to, whether it's a workout or get yourself hyped. I think that's what it does. It's best at.
Yeah, it's almost a throwback to old music we used to like, and now this is our way of saying, oh yeah, like I do like that style still.
Good brother. At number three, I come back to our hometown of Chicago, because I, at number three, have Cult of Personality by Living Color, CM Punk's theme song. This is a song he used in the independent circuit. Again, it's great for the character. It's a great song before it became a wrestling theme song. It was a great song early in the back in the day. So to me, this one's almost unfair because it was a chart topper. But if we're talking about wrestling terms, Randy Orton's was a culmination of his character. Cult of Personality is CM Punk. It is who he was. And when that pipe bomb dropped, and that first TV static hit, and when you hear the first lyrics, "Look in my eyes, what do you see? The Cult of Personality." Like, you, it hits anybody. And for somebody like me, I'll bring it home. I'll make it personal. Whenever I have the opportunity to be on a microphone, when I'm in the airwaves in the greatest city in the world, in Chicago, on a radio station, something that not many people get to do, you feel that power. You feel the intensity, knowing that you have the attention of anybody who's tuned into you at that given moment. And when you hear that lyric, it drives home that point. So to me, Cult of Personality, not only outside of the wrestling world being such a strong song, but in the wrestling world with who it's associated with, no better combination. That's why I have CM Punk's theme of Cult of Personality at number three.
Yeah, you know, this one doesn't crack my even top 10. It used to, but over the years, I think the problem is I do love the song. Anything connected to Punk nowadays is very pretentious and full of himself sort of thing. Like, I love CM Punk. I'm a big wrestling fan of CM Punk. But as a person, you're kind of starting to tell, like, you're not a bad person. You're just kind of a dick. And you're very pompous. And so it kind of ruined the song for me when it involves him. But the song itself is a beautiful song. And it was an important song before CM Punk was even associated with it, honestly. But to me, that's why it doesn't really crack anywhere on top of my list.
So then who did you have at number three?
I picked Edge's current one, and it's a seventh theme, but it's Metalingus. So it's basically the Edge has had millions of themes, anyone that's been there for that long, like him, does. This is the one we most know him for. This is his current one. And one, it's like you said, what helps, like the Bret Harts or whatever, is that big pop to start, that big, you know, we just saw the Royal Rumble, that initial output is what you hear, it drives you crazy and it gets you pumped up. It gets your blood going. And, you know, it's still, all these years later, it still hits the same way it did years ago when he cashed in Money in the Bank to showing up at the Royal Rumble this year. And at this point, it's such a classic, and it's got such a good chorus, and he sells it so well with, you know, the big fog machines and everything. So that was my number three, and I think it makes an appearance on your list also.
It sure does. At number two, I have Metalingus Edge's theme song. I mean, there's been no better. Not only does it hit so hard in the beginning with WWE's theatrics to it and the production that they did with the just that rumbling and all that noise and then the pyro that went with it, but again, it's a song that is exactly meant for wrestling. And to me, it's the modern-day version of what I have at number one. And the reason why I do have it at number two is it's associated with one person. A lot of these songs are. But it's associated with one person, and it feels bigger than it actually is. It feels like such a grand stage of a song. It feels like this epicness that is from every lyric to it. Like, it's a roller coaster of emotion in one song. And the fact that now there's a lot of history behind it. We've seen Edge come back from major injuries, and now we've seen him after all these years when we thought he was retired, became a Hall of Famer, and now the song even has more meaning. And as you get older, I think any type of music like that, that does have that type of journeyman lyrics to it, and it does have that type of hardship and triumph to it, it means a little bit more if it's been around your life for a long time. But I remember when he was a heel, and I remember when the character was dating Vicky Guerrero, that song didn't mean the same. It was just such a badass theme song for a wrestler. And now over time, it has kind of defined the era. It has defined, in an era full of Randy Orton's, John Cena's, Triple H's theme songs. We're talking about Motorhead. And then you have John Cena himself making his theme song. This is the theme song of that ruthless aggression era, that PG era. And Metalingus is a phenomenal song. You'll hear it at different bars and places like that. That's why I have it at number two.
And I completely agree. I think, like, as an outside wrestling standpoint, just from Adam Copeland, he sells the song so well. And it's really a song about his life and his journey, about, you know, seeing clearer and having a new day and really pushing forward. And I think it means more now than ever at the Royal Rumble. Like, that's a pop we're going to be talking about forever.
Speaking of the Royal Rumble, one of the lucky numbers at number two, who do you have?
This is my current favorite, and this one really flew up the scales for me. And, you know, I had been hearing all over, you know, you and me are in this wrestling field, so I heard all over that, you know, Baron Corbin had this amazing song. And he's such a good heel that you never really listen when Baron Corbin comes down. He's got the whole King gimmick to start now. And so one day I was just like, you know, let me check this out. I saw Xavier Woods post something. I'm like, you know, he knows good music. Let me check this out. And End of Days is one of my favorite wrestling themes of all time. It has one of the best choruses from an amazing band. It's just phenomenal. It's everything, like I said, we talk about it the whole time. It's everything you want in a wrestling pump-up theme. It's good in the gym. And it's one of those songs, like I said, we really can't judge critically. But when you find people, like music people, that really are like, go out of your way to listen to certain songs, and this is one of them, that says something, especially in a wrestling field where there's so many themes out there.
It makes you feel like a badass when you're at the gym and you're hearing it, and you've had a good set and you're sweating and you feel the pump going through, and all of a sudden you just hear, you know, I am the darkness, I will drag you down, I'll bury you in the night. Like you'll feel it. Yeah.
I come from hell, I will drag you down. Like, all that. It's just so classic. Like, that real old school classic rock done modern.
Well, it's mainstream, easy metal meets rock, and that's all it is. Like, it's very easy. It's WWE-fied, and that's what makes it so enjoyable. That's what makes it a good, you know, kudos to all those who love real metal and death metal and, like, that type of music. But this is a great introduction. It's perfect for people who are looking for that, that deliciousness, that comfort food in it, and you can understand the words, and you could build a picture around your eyes, and you could get yourself in a zone. I agree with it. It's actually going to be part of a conversation we'll have in just a little bit, but that's a great one. But good, brother, speaking of great ones, that means you and I are at our number one picks, which means we have to run down our top fours. before we get to our number ones. And at number five, I had Bret Hart's heart attack. You had
Kane's slow chemical.
At number four, I had Randy Orton's voices. You had
Darby Allin.
At number three, I have CM Punk's Cults of Personality. You had
Edge Metalingus.
At number two, I had Edge Metalingus. The Good Brother had
Baron Corbin, End of Days.
And at number one, I have the song that you can hear at tailgates, at high school, at stadiums, on television, on sitcoms. It doesn't matter whether you're at WrestleMania or you're just at home. Real American, Hulk Hogan's theme song is the number one wrestling theme of all time. It doesn't matter who you are. If you were born in the U.S. of A., if that runs in your blood, if you love this country, that is enough for that song to make you a better person. It is such a great song that even the racist Hogan himself can't deteriorate how great that song is, how much people love that song. To most, it's still used in pop culture. People still use it as a reference point. And here's the thing. Lyrically speaking, it's a very basic song, but it's also a very friendly song. It's not like one of these Toby Keith or Tim McGraw's that's very much has a message to it in their own political stances or, you know, whichever way their demographic may lean. This is just a song about, I'm a real American, I fight for what's right, and it's just, I fight for the rights of every man. Like, it is, if Superman can have a rock and roll song, it would be Real American. It's number one.
No, I agree. I'm not downclassing it, the song or popularity. I just personally didn't pick it because it's Hogan, and it really puts a bad taste in my mouth personally. So that's more of a personal why I didn't pick. If this was, again, a few years ago, it would have been number one for me.
So if Real American didn't make the list, another type of American did make your number one. Good Brother, who is your number one wrestling theme of all time?
It's the obvious pick. It's the best song of them all. Roland, the American Badass, Limp Bizkit, the best duo we've ever had in wrestling. It was technically your favorite tag team's theme song is American Badass theme song, and it kind of was the inspiration to the new Metallica theme that he has going. It's just pure rock. Like, if you talk about hearing this at games and on highlights, Roland is just the same. It's up on that list. You see it in all these highlight videos of every single sport out there. It's got the most pump. It's the most mainstream. It is the best wrestling theme on our list.
I love that song. I just don't even think it's his best song. I like it. You've done it now. You've done and made a big mistake. Like, I like that song too. So to me, it's kind of hard to say which one is best, but I'm not going to say it's not his best because, you know, when he goes down in WrestleMania and you hear him revving the motorcycle, you know, we love the shit right here, right now. You know, like, yeah, it is badass. Like, you know, shout out Fred Durst for making two of the greatest wrestling themes or wrestling induced songs of all time. So very fun, good brother. You ready to run this down and let the folks know how we got to this point?
Yeah.
At number five, good brother, on our top five wrestling themes, I had Bret Hart's heart attack. The good brother had
Kane's slow chemical.
At number four, I had Randy Orton's voices. The good brother had
Darby Allin, I fell.
Damn, I would love to see a Darby Allin-Randy Orton match. At number three, I had Cult of Personalities, CM Punk's theme. The good brother had
Edge's Metalingus,
which was my number two. At number two, the good brother had
Baron Corbin's End of Days.
What do you think of End of Days with the King of the Ring theme mixed with it?
It's good. It's good for his character. He's supposed to be a heel.
I don't like it, and that's the point, right? It's the Shinsuke thing. We don't want you to enjoy his song. I get it. Okay. At number one, I have a song that would be played for the next 50 years and will eventually become the national anthem when people in the future go through time vaults and say, oh, this is what they sang in order to reminisce and to honor thy country. I have Real American. Good brother, who was your number one pick?
I have everything you just said but true, because this would be the song we sing in 50 years for our country. Limp Bizkit's Rolling for the Undertaker, American Badass himself.
Good brother. I also have two honorables I want to mention really fast.
It
they
Jericho.
They made your list. I had Baron Corbin's I Bring the Darkness and Kane's Slow Chemical. Both, we talked about it. They're both great workout songs. They could be in movies, like all that and all. But yeah, let's talk about some of the ones that didn't make it. What were some of your honorable mentions and some of the things that we didn't talk about?
AEW's got some nice new ones. I like Cody's Kingdom one. The really good one, talking about his legacy. I think to not put Jericho and Judas, the fact that he does his own theme and people are singing along with it, it was really close to making my list. These have just been in my head a little bit more, but definitely he was my number six, was Judas by Fozzy with Jericho.
Break the Walls Down or Judas, which one do you like more?
Judas.
Which one do you think he'll be remembered for 30 years from now?
Judas, because I think Jericho's doing the best work socially of his career now. I think this is the best we've ever seen with Jericho. I don't think he ever got over in WWE as much as him as a personality did. I don't think his work is ever going to be respected as much as what he's doing just as a personality on AEW now. I think he's bigger personality now. He's in more places now. He's in more homes now. And he's in more pop culture now than he ever was at WWE.
That's an interesting one. That's going to be interesting retrospectively looking.
He was never a meme in WWE. He was never...
Well, you made the list, was...
The company. He was...
Well, the stuff with him and Owens, you know?
Kind of toward the end of his career when he got to control it. Modern Jericho is the best form of Jericho we've ever seen, I think.
I agree with that.
I think we're going to see him do something crazy with Matt Hardy that's going to be on the level of the Boneyard / Firefly Funhouse.
That's an interesting take, but some other ones that that I enjoyed, Rob Van Dam's, that's always a great one. And I like the New Days. I think the New Days is fun. It literally does get everybody dancing. You have to give some kind of credit to that. And the big one.
Triple H.
I was going
to
say.
It has to be your preference. And again, he would have been really close to my list, but I couldn't figure out the one I really wanted.
Well, you have Triple H and him with Motorhead. Another one, and this is one that a lot of youngsters who are listening to this don't really know, and I don't even think the network has it anymore, but Hulk Hogan's NWO's version mixed with Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix is amazing. And it, you know, obviously you can picture it with the New World Order. And you have the and you have Hogan going down with the belts and playing like a guitar. It's that. You talk about an entire thing put together. Like, the NWO's entrance is kind of cool, and it's so iconic. But Hogan's NWO with Jimi Hendrix is mwah.
John Cena. I think John Cena doing his own, and the fact that it was that print card meme gift for so long, and everyone kind of knows it already, so that's another one that could have made the list.
Which one do you like more, the first theme or the theme that he has right now?
Oh, modern, for sure.
I do love his original one. Word Life hit hard, dude. That used to be, I remember being 13, be like, oh, this kind of bangs. Good Brother, what did you think about this episode today?
It's fun. Like, this is all good stuff for a playlist. It's all good gym music. It's all good, at this point, walking around or biking music. And, again, music is so... It's so personal, so I love doing lists like this, because now there's, instead of just getting one opinion, you're getting 15 songs you can go and listen to and decide what you like and what you don't like.
Good Brother. Any final thoughts on this episode of the Quarantine Files? Thank you so much for coming up with such a fun list.
You know what? The only thing I'm going to say is there is a lot of good just hype video promos that have a lot of great songs. Like, we got a lot of Imagine Dragons, a lot of Trapped back in the day with Headstrong. Like, there was a lot of good, not wrestling themes, but promos setting up WrestleMania Royal Rumble events that are very good songs.
I cannot wait to see all the hatred we get for some of these basic bands that we've mentioned. Good Brother, thank you so much for joining us on this episode as we are quarantined. And we bring you the Quarantine Files here on the Good Brothers on the Mercado Airwaves Network. He's on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. I'm on Twitter at MikeMedia and on Instagram, Mike Mercado Media. Get all our podcasts wherever you get your favorite podcasts, at Mercado Airwaves. And do us a huge favor, like us on Facebook and subscribe to us on YouTube, youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network, facebook.com/Mercado Airwaves. For the good brother himself, Alex Mercado.
I like Nickelback.
I'm Mike Mercado. We'll see you in the next episode of the Quarantine Files on the Good Brothers here on the Mercado Airwaves
Network.
Looking at photographs.
Hey guys, Mike here from Mercado Airwaves. We want to thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network. And if you want to see what we're up to outside of the station, please follow us all over social media. I'm on Twitter at MikeMMedia and on Instagram at MikeMercadoMedia. You can follow the good brother Alex Mercado on Twitter at Mercado21Alex and on Instagram at Mercado2121. The lovely Nicole Mancha is on all social media platforms at TypingWhenTipsy. You can follow the network on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Our pop culture show, The Good Brothers, on Twitter at Good Brothers Pod. Our true crime shows on Instagram at Murder Mysteries and More. And of course, like us on Facebook at Mercado Airwaves. You can see all our videos on YouTube.com/MikeMercado2333 or by searching Mercado Airwaves Network. We play video games on Twitch, twitch.tv/Mercado Airwaves Network. And of course, you can support our network by finding a tier just for you, whether you want early access, you want to be part of polls, you want to win contests, prizes by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves. And we really appreciate it wherever you get your favorite podcast to like, rate, review, and share us. And please spread the word. For the good brother, Alex Mercado, for the lovely Nicole Mancha, I'm Mike Mercado. Thank you so much for all the support you've given us here on the network.